All right, so we've already had two good mornings, but I can't help myself. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I feel better. It's three times. This is the charm. It is wonderful to be here with you this morning. My name is Stina Kappas, and I'm one of the pastors here in ministry with this community of faith. And it is so much fun to be here as we celebrate this Advent season and especially lift up this Sunday of joy. And it is a joy to have the Brooklyn Band here today. Can I get an amen about that? Yeah. Music definitely is one of those ways that we can communally experience and express our joy. And so we are so grateful that you are here to help magnify that joy with us. The scripture lesson that we heard this morning is often known as a song as well. And the formal phrase that goes around with this scripture lesson is called Mary's Magnificat. Very formal and imposing word. And we think of it as Mary's song. Whether she sang it or not, it has that contagious quality of someone in a Broadway musical bursting out into song. And so it's fitting that as we have this service that is just woven in with all of our favorite songs, that we bring one of our favorite songs of the Bible. Now, Mary's song, the Magnificat, might have a formal name, but really, at the heart of it, Magnificat is just a big fancy Latin word for the word magnify. And Mary is doing her best to magnify and celebrate the ways that God is not only at work in her life, but the ways that God has been, is, and will be at work in the world. And if we were to go back and reread her story, we hear her speak about God's faithfulness in the past. We hear her understanding of how God will be faithful to her and through her as the mother of our Lord and Savior Jesus. And we hear that excitement that she has about God being on the move in the ways that God has yet to be faithful in ways that people have yet to see. And so as I've been thinking about Mary's Magnificat and the way she magnifies the joy of experiencing God, I wanted to share one example of the ways that churches and communities have magnified God across the ages. In just a moment, I'm going to show a video from Simpson United Methodist Church. And before we watch it, I want you to watch the video and think about how it magnifies the way God had been faithful, how it magnifies the way God is faithful, and how it magnifies the ways that God will be faithful. This particular video that I'm about to show you was actually recorded 3 years ago, and it was presented at our annual conference meeting. And it was presented at a time when Simpson United Methodist Church was choosing to close as a congregation. But you can see in the video that not only they celebrate the ways that God had been faithful, but they recognize the way that God is on the move and will continue to act. And this particular way that God is continuing to act through that congregation and show a legacy is what we know of now today as Simpson Housing Services. And we've lifted it up as our Christmas missional offering. So I would love to just show you kind of how Simpson Housing Services got its roots, the work of that congregation, and the ways that it is continuing to transform and magnify how God is at work in the world. Let's take a look.
This is Simpson United Methodist Church, where we have regular Methodist services. We hold Spanish community services. We house the homeless, and we also have a food pantry to provide to the community.
11 people started this church 137 years ago. It's a tremendous legacy that they are giving us.
The season for having a sanctuary that seats over 500 people in South Minneapolis is a season that is over. And it's time to open the doors to new possibilities.
The building is literally disintegrating around us. It is deteriorating from its own weight. And so something was going to have to happen. And the shelter had a vision of having a state-of-the-art facility for the homeless. And so that's what began the discussion.
We all voted that we would donate the building to Simpson Housing so that they could continue their mission work also.
I've heard Pastor Jesus say many times that as a United Methodist Church, that Piedra Viva can be a place of unity and a meeting ground for building relationships.
We are trying to show the gospel in the holistic way. We need to walk alongside with the community, with those who are marginalized, no?
I'm thankful for the people that are here, for Pastor Jesus, because he's teaching me a lot of things. And thankful for the people who build this place and who came up and decided to make a church like this.
But just the fact that Simpson has allowed us so much freedom within their building and been so generous with their time and resources is a huge reason of why we are who we are today.
We're very thankful they help us, give us the place to worship God in here.
The ministry was started way, way back, and it was started out as just shelves of food, of people asking for food that were hungry. And so they started a small food pantry so people who came could take the food home, and it grew and grew and grew over the years. The mission work here will always continue on in this neighborhood.
Conditions in the world affected Simpson Church. And one of our members named Carolyn Peterson said to her husband, "I cannot go to bed at night if I know people don't have a place to stay." And so that was the beginning of Simpson Shelter.
Generally, we'll have about 100 people that will come here for dinner. About 2/3 of those people are people that will end up sleeping here that night.
Being homeless is hard. This is the place to be.
You know, here's a place to come, to be seen, to be welcomed. Somebody's gonna look you in the eye, know your name, extend a hand of greeting, and make you feel like you're a human being.
We really are committed to, in every way possible, paying our respects to the legacy that brought us to be and continues to push us forward.
When people say, "Oh, I hear you're closing your church," and I said, "I know, but we have a vibrant Hispanic ministry going on in that building." And the shelter has asked the food pantry to stay and be part of the new building.
This is a time and this is a season to look forward and to envision church in a different way, a different space.
We are tremendously excited to be figuring out the moving parts of what it looks like to carry this legacy forward. Caring for people, caring for community work that is very much at the heart of what Methodism is.
So that video was made 3 years ago, and since then, God has continued to be on the move. That church start that you saw in the video now continues on as a church community, but their new home was with Park Avenue United Methodist Church, and they will continue on in their work. The actual facility that Simpson Housing Services talked about will be breaking ground this year. An incredible new facility to be able to do ministry that is not exactly possible in the video. One of the reasons I wanted to show you in the video is you could get a sense of how they had converted the church basement into a shelter. And although that was a wonderful thing for them to do, just make the best with what they had, it was never designed to be a shelter. It was meant to be a church basement. And so you can see the limitations that facility had and the opportunities that will come as they go forward as Simpson Housing Services. One of the other things that struck me about the testimony and the courage of the Simpson Church is just how they recognized, they just started with needs that had presented themselves, right? And they provided that care. And it's not like they had a giant strategic plan in 1982, right? There was one person who said, I saw a need, and something started. And it became something beautiful. And when the needs of that congregation as a worshiping community had changed, God was still able to use the legacy of that church for something new and different and amazing that will bless the world and magnify the work of God. And I think, I don't know how you felt when you watched it, there's a sense of recognizing how we can experience both a bit of sadness about the way the world is changing and also incredible joy about the ways that God is working. Whether or not you've actually helped at Simpson Housing Service, at Simpson Housing Services for meals in the past, I'm guessing some of you may or may not have connections if you've been United Methodist in different ages and just the connections that we have in helping one another out and the ups and downs we feel when things change, you know, for our churches and for our communities. And we feel a bit of sadness about what used to be and isn't there anymore. And yet at the same time, we can also experience this incredible joy about the ways that God is still at work and is ready always to do something new and beautiful. So as we think about the testimony of Simpson Housing Services, as we think about Mary's song to magnify the work of God, this week my challenge for you is as follows. I want you to spend some time magnifying how God is at work in your life. Give yourself the gift as you get ready for Christmas and think about the start of this new year, about reflecting on how has God been at work in my life in the past. How is God at work in my life here and now? And what is it that God is saying to me about how God wants to be at work in my life in the future? I believe that if you take time to do that, you will, in your prayer time, begin to experience a deep sense of joy. Because whenever we spend time magnifying how God is at work, the Holy Spirit has a way of filling our hearts with that sense of faith, hope, and love that we long for. And we find, more than gratitude, that sense of complete awe and adoration is in our hearts, and we are blessed beyond our wildest imaginations. Let us magnify. Amen.